Yeah, thanks. They were just pesky out there today. They were in all the passing lanes, pressured the ball well, and we just really created a lot of havoc for Springville today.
Talking about having hands in the passing lanes, I don't know how many deflected passes your team had today. We know how many turnovers you forced, but deflected passes just made Springville's life really tough.
Yeah, you know, there really wasn't much room for them to operate today, and just credit our girls. They were just very focused, dialed in, and just got after them, and that they played really well. It was just tough. We were tough.
Once again, balanced offensively. 11 kids score, 4 in double figures. Ella Larson led you. She had 12 points, 9 boards, I think 9 steals, 7 steals. Really good game, and by everybody, too.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the people on the backside of the press are the recipients of the deflected passes, so they get the credit with the steal. And like I said, the girls up front did a great job of just pressuring the basketball. And we mixed some different looks in there and, you know, just tried to create confusion. And offensively, I felt that the kids moved the ball around well, and we attacked the rim and created a lot of scoring opportunities that way.
Okay, and you also created another game for yourself. Tell me about... you know, you play Friday afternoon at 1:30, your thoughts on reaching the semifinals?
You know, it just feels really good. You know, when you get to a state tournament, you can win a game. You know you're going up against the state best, and you just want to just prolong your season as long as possible. And, you know, the team we play next is currently playing right now, so we'll find out here in a little bit what we need to do to prepare for the next one.
And you stay down here now until Friday, right, here in Des Moines?
We will be down here for the duration now, so the kids earned that with a great season and, of course, a great performance today.